Thank you, Jenny. We end this part of Chatterbox with news of an initiative designed to help young people in bereavement. And in a lighter vein, a Norwich woman randomly distributes roses on Valentine's Day in the city.
Bereavement charity Nelson's Journey has launched an initiative designed to bring comfort to young people who have lost a loved one. The Smiles and Tears box was designed by members of the charity's youth panel, which is largely comprised of young volunteers who have experienced bereavement. The box contains a variety of items carefully chosen by the panel and designed to support recipients through the grieving process. The idea was inspired by the prevailing consensus that people don't know what to say to comfort bereaved young people. It is hoped that by gifting the Smiles and Tears box, people can show support, even if lost for words. A spokesperson for the youth panel said, "People don't always know what to say when someone has died, and so we have designed this box of goodies for children and young people to use when they feel they need them. By receiving this gift, they will know that someone cares about them, and it might help them feel less lonely too." Items inside the box include a comforting soft toy, a journal for writing thoughts and feelings, a happy jar to store positive thoughts and memories, a stress ball for safely venting anger, a gnaw chocolate bar, and a fidget toy to keep hands active and the mind preoccupied.
A Norwich woman inspired by Jack Valentine stories spent Wednesday handing out roses to random people in the city centre. The 27-year-old, who asked to remain anonymous, handed out around 160 individual roses with inspirational quotes to people she came across while walking around the city. She said, "My mum and I bought the roses from Aldi and wrapped them individually in cellophane with inspirational quotes. We went to the city centre where I randomly gave them out to ladies and also to a few men. A lot of people were really appreciative of the gesture and gave me a hug." The woman said she was inspired to carry out her good deed after reading Jack Valentine stories. "It made me want to give something back and make a difference in people's lives, even if it was only a small gesture," she said. "I wished that I had more to give away, as it was really nice to do something for complete strangers."
A woman has appealed to the public to help reunite a stolen pygmy goat and its babies. Angela Cushion's goat, Dottie, and three babies belonging to two other goats were taken from a locked shed near Newton Flotman, south of Norwich. They were taken between 5:30 p.m. on Sunday, February the 18th, and 5:30 a.m. the next day. The Gressingham Ducks employee, who has bred goats for more than 40 years and currently owns 15 of them, has experienced goat theft before. In May 2017, Dottie and her daughter went missing for a month before being found in Cringleford. Dottie currently has a new litter, which are now without their mother. As a result of the second theft, Ms. Cushion plans to move her goats to a different location. She said of the 4 to 6 week old babies, "I just want to know if any of them are crying for their mums. The stolen goats are black with white patches."
From acorns to wrens and conkers to dandelions, a Norwich bookseller and local author hope their new initiative will see children explore nature through words. Henry Late, owner of the Book Hive in Norwich, has teamed up with author Patrick Barkham, who is based in Hofton, to deliver free copies of an award-winning book to children. They visited St. John's Primary in Hofton to hand out the first copies of The Lost Words by Robert McFarlane and artist Jackie Morris, which contains paintings and poems celebrating 20 everyday wild species. It was inspired by a crowdfunding campaign in Scotland, which saw 2,087 copies bought for every school in the country. Author Susan Hill, who's lived in North Norfolk, then suggested that people should buy copies for their school. Mr. Late, who founded the Book Hive 9 years ago and lives in Aylsham, said, "Despite living in a relatively rural location, owning a bookshop in Norwich and having small children of my own has made me all too aware that the threats to children's access to both the outdoors and books is very real. Robert and Jackie's masterpiece will not solve those issues overnight, but it's quite capable of instilling a lifelong love of both things in any child who picks it up.
A Norwich University event has given young people in the local area a taste of life in medicine. The University of East Anglia welcomed 30 students from Norfolk and North Suffolk for the three-day residential event, where they attended taster lectures and were given application advice. Students stayed in accommodation to experience life on campus, which comes as part of UEA's Medical Aspiration Scheme, which began in 2011. It helps students who are expected to gain the grades needed to study medicine, but who may have come from disadvantaged backgrounds. Katie Francis, UEA School's Partnership Manager, said, "If you don't know anyone who has successfully applied for medicine, applying can be daunting. We hope the students leave feeling inspired and that studying medicine is exciting and achievable." The scheme is funded by David Tibble, who graduated from UEA in 1970 and wanted to help aspiring medics who may be from disadvantaged backgrounds.
The Broads has been featured on a bespoke piece of artwork at Norwich Airport, which welcomes visitors to Norfolk. The huge installation covers much of the meet-and-greet arrivals area of the airport and features an image commissioned by the Broads Authority and created by artist David Thompson, inspired by the vintage posters of the 1950s. This forms part of a drive to increase awareness around the Broads National Park brand. The Broads was recently named one of five finalists in BBC Countryfile's National Park of the Year Awards. The artwork, which stands at nearly 3 metres tall and is over 16 metres wide, depicts the icons of the Broads, including dragonflies, mills, leisure boats, a bittern, and a traditional black-sailed wherry. Broads Authority Chief Executive John Packman said, "The Broads is a globally renowned wetland, and so it seems fitting to provide an international platform to welcome visitors to the airport. I'm extremely grateful to Norwich Airport for providing such a prominent area in which to remind people that they're just a few minutes away from such a wonderful national park."
That's all for this part of Chatterbox. Marianne Penn and John Francis will be here shortly with more news stories, features and information desk. But for now, it's goodbye from him, Rupert Hipwell,
and her, Sarah Lomax.